This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica gets more international praise for its economic reform program, schools to be closed on Election Day, and $48 million allocated for developments in Treasure Beach. The news in detail after this message.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. Jamaica's economic reform program has received another endorsement from an international financial organization. Managing Director and Head of the Latin America Capital Markets Organization City Global Group, Christopher Guilford, says the Petrocaribe debt buyback deal conducted last year is indicative of the sustained fiscal discipline and strong implementation of the country's economic and financial reform program. He also endorsed Jamaica's receipt of the International Financing Review Latin America Bond Deal of the Year Award.
This award recognizes Jamaica for a remarkable transaction that demonstrated its ability to punch well above its weight in terms of the size of the Jamaican economy in the global financial markets. So a welcome recognition, much deserved and many years in the making.
Jamaica was last week recognized by the International Financing Review for the Petrocaribe debt buyback deal. Under the deal, the government, after raising some $2 billion on the international capital markets, completed an agreement with the government of Venezuela to buy a portion of the debt owed to that country under the Petrocaribe Energy Cooperation Agreement. The Ministry of Education has advised that all schools will be closed on Thursday, February 25 and at noon on Wednesday, February 24 to facilitate Election Day activities. For those schools that will be used as polling stations on Election Day, principals are being asked to ensure that rooms and bathroom facilities assigned to the electoral office are cleared, cleaned, and all teaching aids removed. All other schools that are not assigned to Election Day activities should be closed. Schools will reopen on Friday, February 26. For those schools that will not be able to reopen on February 26, school administrators are being advised to immediately alert the respective regional directors. Meanwhile, the Education Ministry is advising teachers who will be serving on Election Day to submit a written request to the schools to which they are employed, seeking special approval to do so. The Electoral Office has indicated that a number of returning officers and Election Day workers are educators who will require time before elections to undertake training and other activities in preparation for general elections. Teachers to whom this applies should not lose days, but school administrators are urged to ensure the necessary documentation is in place to support these arrangements. The Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment has provided $48 million to fund developments in Treasure Beach, St. Elizabeth. Portfolio Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says the improvements are geared towards making the parish more attractive to visitors.
This is the culmination of about 2 years of work. It is the start of what I think would be something special, because a real thrust in community tourism is long overdue.
$28 million will be used to undertake road repairs, while the remainder will provide loans for Jamaica Tourist Board licensed operators of properties and attractions. Dr. McNeil says the provisions are consistent with the ministry's mandate to undertake community tourism development island-wide. And the Real Estate Board of Jamaica will establish a training institute to meet industry demands for certification and improve the quality of service in the sector. Chief Executive Officer of the Board, Sandra Watson, says the Real Estate Training Institute will be located at the agency's previous home on Surbiton Road in Kingston.
It is supposed to train the practitioners in the industry, as well as persons in the industry who are unaware. We want all real estate practitioners, new entrants to the industry, members of the Bar Association who want information on like the new timeshare that is coming, and Strata Act.
The Real Estate Training Institute's inaugural course will be rolled out in March. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuli James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.